There are reports of deaths in a federal prison in Ohio that are suspected to be COVID-19 related. And 14 inmates and nearly 30 staffers have tested positive for COVID-19 in 3 Ohio state prisons. Now the state has identified more prisoners who could be released from those state facilities. The state's prisons are overcrowded at around 128% capacity. And though intake numbers have dropped by about a fifth in the last couple of weeks, advocates for prisoners say the population needs to get a lot smaller quickly. So Governor Mike DeWine says he's using the state's overcrowding emergency law to suggest the release of 141 inmates who were within 90 days of their scheduled release after screening out many crimes.
Sex offenses, we eliminated them. Those were homicide-related offenses. We eliminated them. Kidnapping, abduction, we eliminated them. Ethnic intimidation, eliminated them. Making terrorist threats, we eliminated them. Domestic violence, we eliminated them as well.
DeWine is recommending the release of those 141 inmates and another 26 who are over 60 and have a chronic health condition who have served at least half of their sentences, also meeting that screening criteria. DeWine says using his power to commute their sentences would take too long because of a 60-day notice that's required for judges, prosecutors, and victims. He also wants local input, so he has another proposal.
We are asking judges and prosecutors across Ohio who are associated with these individuals to waive the 60-day notice so that we can take these cases directly to the parole board. This will be a decision then made locally by the judge, by the prosecutor.
DeWine notes that he and the parole board can recommend additional conditions for those inmates' release, and they can go back to prison if they violate them. This brings the total possible releases to 205, including a group of 38 previously identified inmates who are pregnant or recently had babies or are over 60 with health problems and less than 3 months left in their sentences. But one of the groups that's been pushing for more prisoners to be released isn't satisfied with this plan.
While it's going to help them, it's not going to make anywhere near the dent that is needed with regard to addressing the prison system as a whole.
Gary Daniels with the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says DeWine's proposal is too modest and has too many conditions at a time when he says much more needs to be done to keep inmates and prison staff healthy and safe.
He's shut down private businesses and private entities. He's restricted personal movement of people. We've seen an election date moved. With all of these sweeping powers that the governor has used, we certainly think he can apply this to the prison system and should be applying it to the prison system.
Daniels doesn't have a specific number to point to, but notes the system is 10,000 people above capacity, and many are in prison for technical violations and nonviolent offenses. He says each facility must pick a maximum number of inmates and then have plans on containing COVID-19. Daniels says the best solution may be one inmate per cell, which could mean cutting the total prison population in half.
So when you're talking about the bold moves needed, ideally, political considerations, practical considerations aside, talking just simply realistically what's needed at this point, you're talking about thousands upon thousands of individuals.
DeWine says releasing just these inmates isn't going to open up a lot of space, but he suggested a few days ago that a huge release of people from prison is unlikely.
What we're doing is trying to be very careful, very respectful of the local courts, very respectful of the local victims, very respectful of public safety. That's why we set a pretty strict or very strict criteria about who we would even think about or who we would even consider.
Among those on the possible release list of inmates over 60 with health problems is Tom Noe, convicted in 2006 of stealing nearly $14 million from a rare coin investment he managed for the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Noe was denied clemency by the parole board in 2018. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.